Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Carlton Curtis, who is Executive Chairman at Guilty Sports. How are you today, Carlton?
Good. Thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me on the show.
Right. The latest news, which I've been quite interested and intrigued by, is the deal you've signed with Subway. Run us through the deal. And I think the first question is, who found who in this particular relationship?
I think we found each other is the best way of putting it. You know, they were looking to enter the esports space, make an authentic connection with this Gen Z audience and really evolve their brand beyond what they've created over the last, you know, several decades. I think, as we all know, it's a household brand. It's an iconic brand. And I think they're trying to evolve that and keep catering to that younger Gen Z audience. And they had many opportunities to do that across media, entertainment, esports. And I think part of the reason they chose us was because we have a very different vision as an esports organization. You know, clearly our co-owner David Beckham brings a nice halo effect to the company. And I think quite frankly, he's brought a lot of awareness to the company, but our core product is really working since the IPO that happened in October. Our esports performance is already top of the table. Our brand, our creative, the content we're creating, they're all firing right now on all cylinders. And on top of that, we have this academy system, which you're probably familiar with the UK football and the physical world. We have a digital counterpart to that that allows us to onboard aspiring professionals or gamers from anywhere in the world. So that's a very different USP that I think we offer as a company than any org in the space. So that collection of inventory as a partner, I think, was really appealing to them. And I think too, they're generally new to the esports space, as are we. We're still a startup. We've only been in business since October as a public company. And I think they want to be on this journey with us together. So that was an important collection of variables for them to get into business with us. And we couldn't be more excited. You know, the deal terms are historic for esports, and we're excited to start building out the program together.
Yeah, something I've noticed just in terms of the immediate reaction to the Subway deal is that it seems to have been much better embraced by investors, people on social media who I follow. That may be, I think, because they're familiar with the name, whereas esports for, you know, the Generation X and I don't know what's before that, the boomer generation, whatever generation before that. Esports is a very alien environment. They know David Beckham, and now they know Subway, and it just makes them, it's easier to triangulate what you're doing and how you're growing.
100%. I think in many respects, it legitimizes the business. You know, once you start having these established, globally iconic brands like Subway enter the space and partner with us specifically, that's a big signal that we mean business and that we are really aiming towards our ambitions to become the tier one esports organization in all of esports within a matter of years. That's always been our long-term goal. We don't want to be a boutique esports organization who's good in one small game. We want to be dominant in all of the games we play. We want to be a dominant merchandiser with our apparel. And we want to be a dominant entertainment provider at the end of the day. You know, we're a media and marketing business. If you really distill the company down, of course, we're a team and we win and lose on the field. But we're in the eyeballs business. So we sell audience and our business is audience. And the growth story behind all of those things has been incredible so far. And I think the Subway deal just affirms that we're still on track.
Yeah, I didn't want to go on into the pandemic too much, but clearly you floated in the middle of the pandemic. You've got a captive audience, literally, at the moment. How is that sort of supercharging what you're doing at the moment?
It's really interesting. I think, bizarrely enough, it is. Because remember, esports is a subset of gaming. So esports will be successful or not so successful if the gaming world is doing well or not. It happens to be one of those things during the pandemic where it is as hot as other categories like, you know, Pelotons, plants for your home, marijuana, for example. All of those things happen to be perfectly positioned to do well during a pandemic where everybody's at home or spending a lot of time at home. And gaming is one of those things. You know, if you just start by looking at the hardware manufacturers, to this day, it's still very difficult to acquire the new generation of consoles for Xbox or PlayStation. You know, even on the endemic front, Razer, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or the listeners are, but they're more of an endemic hardware provider for gaming. And they just reported a 48% year-over-year increase in revenues this week with their report. So the actual hardware is doing well. The software side, like companies like Discord, you know, clearly not public information or official information, but it's been rumored to be on the table to sell to Microsoft for $10 billion. And, you know, the streaming and entertainment side, the consumption of esports and gaming on YouTube gaming and Twitch has just exploded during the pandemic. Because, again, if you're into sports, you notice that a lot of major sports tournaments, leagues, et cetera, were canceled or postponed 6 to 9 months ago. And many of them are back on track. You know, we were not hampered by the physical world. We don't have a butts and seats physical infrastructure model in our world. It helps our world, but we don't rely on it completely because we compete digitally, right? So all of our producers in our world, our pros, we've all been competing remotely from our own homes, and the show has gone on as a result. So we really haven't seen any kind of, you know, significant interruption. But, you know, don't get me wrong, the ideal experience of an esports product includes an arena class pomp and circumstance, you know, with pyrotechnics and screaming fans. Like that's why sports is great, and that's why esports is great. But, you know, I think we've managed to weather the storm better than most industries have.
Right, you've had a what could be an inflection point news announcement, a deal with Subway. What kind of news flow do you anticipate over the near term?
Yeah, I think naturally, being a startup, the news flow happens organically every week. You know, everything we do as a company happens to generate a headline. I'd say some of the bigger things we have in our pipeline include the actual launch of our digital academy that I mentioned earlier. That is a big pillar of the company and a big opportunity for us to not only differentiate ourselves from our competition, but scale our audience to really anyone in the world who wants to join the academy. So that's a big opportunity for us as a company. You know, our merchandise and apparel line, we've only scratched the surface creatively from a product standpoint. So you're going to see several collections launch in May, which are very exciting. We have a big creator and influencer stable. So we're fully operationalized with our esports, but we also have entertainers essentially in our company who stream, who create content. They're more generalists in that regard. We have very exciting announcements around the corner for that as well. And then, of course, on the sponsorship front, you know, we're not done selling. We're on track, if not ahead of schedule, against our sales goal. And, you know, you're going to start to see other categories in some of the big categories that we haven't filled out yet publicly be announced over the next couple of months, too. So an exciting 2021 for us already. And, you know, I think the cherry on top is that all of our teams are highly ranked in their respective esports. We have the number one Fortnite team in all of Europe, if not the world right now. And the rest of our teams are following suit performance-wise. So the core product is working, and I think we're executing really well against the strategy.
So there's a lot there. Any key message or final message to investors watching this at the moment?
Look, I just want to thank everybody for the support since we've gotten since October. And this is still building mode. And I think, you know, we're proving ourselves every day that we mean business and that we're following through on our promises that we've made to everybody in the investment community.
Carlton Curtis, Executive Chairman at Guild Esports. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.